When you get married, it might make sense to combine things. Bank accounts, sets of dishes, and in some cases, student loans. A short-lived program in the early 2000s offered married couples a great deal. Consolidate their student loans for a lower interest rate. The program, since shuttered, offered no legal way to separate the loans. Divorced individuals want that to change. NPR's Sequoia Carrillo has the story.
Angela Powell fell in love in college. She was a dreamer, especially when it came to her future.
Okay, so the happy marriage is what it was. Married to your prince, you're going to be married for a lifetime.
She and her husband went to grad school. They had a couple kids. They settled down in a house in Arizona and started to pay their student loans.
He came to me one day and said, hey, let's consolidate these.
It seemed like a win-win. Lower their interest rate and have a single monthly payment.
But I didn't think it was a big deal because we're going to pay all this off. We're going to be married forever, right?
Powell and her husband were among about 14,000 borrowers who took advantage of the program in the 2000s. Fast forward a few years.
Housing market crisis, not happy marriage anymore. Everybody loses their jobs.
After the divorce, Powell's relationship with her ex soured. Documents reviewed by NPR show he has not made regular payments to their loan since 2016, despite the fact he'd originally taken out almost double her debt. But the way the program was set up, even divorce doesn't free you from your ex's student loan debt.
I'm stuck with having to have this thing on my back and knowing that at the end of the day, if he chooses not to pay, guess what my monthly payment is? $1,942.52.
There's a bill in Congress that would fix Powell's problem.
I wanted to make sure that this was not a path you went down that you could not unwind no matter what kind of circumstances you ran into.
That's Senator Mark Warner, a Democrat from Virginia who introduced the legislation. For him, it started with a constituent who had been paying her abusive ex-husband's student loans. She had moved from Florida to Virginia to get away from him.
I mean, think about that. You move 1,000 miles away and you're still financially burdened from somebody who was abusing you. That's just not right.
There's no data on how many of the initial borrowers have since separated or have experienced domestic violence. But economic sabotage, like tanking a spouse's credit, is a common tactic used in abusive relationships. NPR spoke to borrowers who had experienced physical and mental abuse from former partners who now refuse to pay their student loans. They say Senator Warner's legislation would set them free. One of the loudest voices in this fight is Patrick Stiebley.
You know, I've got an amicable relationship with my former wife, but we both look forward to that ability so that we can kind of move on.
Stiebley separated from his wife several years ago, but their student loans are still married.
I'm an engineer by education and trade, and it seems pretty straightforward. If you can put something together, you can take it apart.
Together, they have a court agreement. His ex-wife pays her portion of the loan to him, and then he pays the provider. But the arrangement has drawbacks. His ex-wife should be eligible for public service loan forgiveness, but cannot claim it to erase her debt since their loans are consolidated.
Why does something so easy take so long?
With student loan payments frozen for the past 2 years, Holly Rodriguez has had a reprieve from her debt. She's been dealing with medical setbacks, unemployment, and also a lengthy divorce from her husband.
They wanted me to pay back somewhere in the neighborhood of about $800 to $1,000 a month, which as a single mother with two children was impossible for our budget.
Rodriguez initially left her husband via a protective order in 2018. It's since been dismissed. Getting her ex to pay up on student loans wasn't initially a top priority, but the collection agency kept calling.
I said, then I don't understand why I am being pursued solely for the loans. They said, if I wanted him to pay, it was my responsibility to pursue him.
She says he hasn't made regular payments in years. So before the student loan freeze, Rodriguez was on the hook for both of their loans.
I'm not saying that I don't want to pay it back at all, but I am saying, can I pay back my portion and he pay back his? And why wouldn't that be?
Despite the relatively easy legislative fix, it's unclear how or when Senator Warner's bill will make it through a divided Congress. With payments set to resume May 1st, folks like Rodriguez and Powell are getting nervous. Sequoia Carrillo, NPR News.